I am the Flash.
My name is Sarah Lamb, but don't call us heroes. We are legends.
I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
Welcome to CW Superheroes. It is Entertainment Talks podcast for CW's DC superhero shows, The Flash, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, and Black Lightning. This is for The Flash on Sky One and the CW. I'm your host, Matthew. Joining me today, my co-host is Roberts. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Not bad, yeah. So we're back for the mid part of the first half of the season, kind of. Up to episode 5 for the 5th season of The Flash. What do you think of The Flash so far, for season 5?
So far, it's pretty good. It's one of those things that, we're getting a lot more into everything that's going on with, you know, the future and everything. We're starting to see a lot more of that kind of come into context, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think of the, like, relationship of the family dynamic, I guess, so far?
It's, still getting there, but it's definitely got its potential, so.
Yeah. I really am really enjoying this season of The Flash. I think it's on par with the second best season of The Flash. I think this is better than season 2, 3, and 4. Season one is its kind of like own unique thing, I think, in that sort of sense. You know, it was the like discovery of Wells and Harrison Wells and all that kind of situation. And obviously all the seasons after that have been their own kind of different thing with Zoom, Savitar, and the Thinker. I really, really like the family dynamic stuff that they set up with Nora, Iris, and Barry, obviously. They're just really impressing me on that front, and they're impressing me with Nora specifically, and all the kind of future talk that they're having, all the different conversations there. What do you think of French Wells so far?
Oh, Sherlock Wells?
Sure, yeah.
Interesting character. I don't know I'd say that I'd like him. I think as an actor, you gotta love being able to, you know, go those different routes without being locked into the same character every season.
Yeah.
I mean, as cool as Cisco Ramon is, I mean, I don't think he's gonna change a whole lot outside. Even getting his, you know, superpowers, he didn't really change a whole lot, so.
Mm-hmm. I think he's all right. Sherlock Wells, I'm talking about. Like you said, he's definitely, you know, interesting and different. Obviously, each kind of new iteration of the Wells, or whatever you want to call him these days, is always going to be different and interesting in its kind of own way. It gives the characters all the characters new things to do, because they're interacting with a new version of him and vice versa. So that's always kind of fresh and new. I like the amount that he is in this season. Like, he's not in it too much. He's not like, you know, like a full front runner kind of character. He's kind of there in the scenes that he needs to be, which is when he's, you know, doing his detective stuff or talking to the group about the detective stuff. He did give a hint like earlier in the season towards Nora of like, why did you come back and that sort of stuff. And he gave this kind of look as if he knew something. And they haven't quite revealed that yet, so I'm still wondering kind of what that's going to be about. I don't think that was in the season premiere. It might have been.
No, because they didn't bring the Wells character in until like 2 or 3 episodes in.
Yeah, yeah. So we still. What do you think that might be? That little kind of.
Well, that's assuming that it hasn't changed, because I've already established that, you know, the cicada isn't the cicada that Wells thought it would be. Because of Nora's time travel interference, it changed a couple things, so...
Yeah.
It might not even come into play.
Possibly, yeah. Even if that was the case, I'd still like him to kind of tell us what it is. Like, what the thing at least was that he was kind of hinting to. What did you think of the little baseball match thing that they did?
That was an interesting episode, because they introduced a new concept into the show of meta tech, of technology being able to basically show or mimic meta powers without it being an actual meta person. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of interesting things that could go with that. I don't know that they will, but they definitely opened that door.
Yeah. Yeah, what else do I want to talk about? Yeah, I'm just really enjoying the kind of family trio stuff. We did have some news a couple of weeks ago about the actor that plays Joe. He's going to be kind of temporarily written out of the show.
Yeah, apparently. He hurt his back either off season or close to when the season started.
Yeah.
That's why the scenes that you've seen him shot in, he was only just sitting down and not really doing anything. Mm-hmm. That's not a lack of, you know, imagination on him. He physically can't do a whole lot, and he physically can't move too much. So they're just going to keep him on the DL for a while. So
yeah, hopefully he gets better and that kind of thing. I don't imagine he'll have to be permanently written out. Like, hopefully his back will get better and stuff. And yeah, I mean, even if it like does get worse, they still don't have to permanently write him out. For any particular reason. So
they could do something as easy as he gets attacked by a meta and then he's in a wheelchair for a while or something like that.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, because like you've seen with the main villain character, he was kind of in the chair when he was like interrogating him and stuff. Speaking of villains, what did you think of our newest one? This specifically for episode 5. That guy.
You're not talking about Cicada. I'm blanking right now.
The one who was going through all the vents and stuff and who was like, you know.
Ragman. Potential. I don't know if they showed the scene in the UK. They didn't show it here in the States. You actually had to go online to see the deleted scene.
Oh.
When they threw him in prison and he was talking about us. Yeah, basically they throw Ragman in prison in Iron Heights and he's in jail and he's talking to the guy in the cell next to him and he says there's a new storm coming. Well, the guy that they were talking to in the cell was Weather Wizard, and so it looks like they might do a reformation of the Rogues.
Hmm. Okay. What did you think of the villain overall?
A lot of potential for a scare factor. I mean, obviously, yeah. We're past Halloween. I think as a character, he would have been a lot better around the Halloween time.
Yeah.
But, you know, a meta that can pretty much go through any building. He's like an evil version of Dibny, so.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking of as well. Like, he's very similar in that way. I mean, the scene I want to talk about with him is like basically his appearance. He comes out of this box and he's all like clicking all his bones and like turning his head and stuff like that. And you know, there's the jewelry box there, and he has to get in the jewelry box. And he starts like bashing his hand to flatten it. And I'm like, what the hell is this guy? Like, he's, you know, that scene was crazy. In a good, you know how I like. Random mystery and stuff like that. It was kind of like, you know, in the scene you're working out like, who is this guy, what can he do, and then he starts smashing his hand to make it flat enough to go in the box, and then like that woman comes back in the room, sees him, he spins his head around, he turns it around to the back, and she screams, and you're just left with like, or at least I was left with like, okay, what is this guy, kind of thing. So I found him very, very interesting. The scene that kind of threw me a bit was when they're on the roof and they're trying to save Barry, and Iris is there with the whatever gun that was, and he's like, if you shoot me, he falls off. And I was like, does he?
Well, you gotta remember, he had the power dampening cuffs on, so he couldn't use the super speed. And plus, he couldn't use it in front of Ragman and give away the fact that he's the Flash, so.
No, but, I mean, her objective was just to hit him, right? And then save Barry.
Yeah, but we don't know that blast would have actually hurt him.
Hmm.
Plus, if, you know, he gets blasted and gets knocked backwards, what he's going to do is get knocked backwards into Barry, and then he goes over the ledge, so
maybe, yeah. Okay, there's some other stuff that I want to talk about, but I'm going to do that after... did we do housekeeping? No, we didn't do it yet. Yeah, after some housekeeping. So we'll see for that in a minute. Okay, so recently on Entertainment Talk, I did some Red Dead Redemption 2 content. A Let's Play video, a 2-hour one of that. A spoiler-free review, a later impressions, and a goodbye video to my horse, Jack. I did one last ride with him, put him in the stable, and that was... how I said kind of goodbye to him and sort of the game as well. But it wasn't as simple as what you might think. There was some stuff that happened along the road, so that was kind of interesting. There was a Breaking Bad movie in development, so I did a quick podcast on my thoughts on what that might be and the situation surrounding that. Me and David are still doing The Walking Dead. That's in its post-exit character of one of the main characters. I think everybody probably knows who it is, but I'll leave that for the main Walking Dead podcast. So we're in kind of the post era of that particular character. The Good Place is still going very strong for season 3. I'm still really enjoying the season. It's very funny, very good, interesting, and all that good stuff. Random Gaming Talk, we talked about a bunch of stuff recently with a lot of Sony stuff. Xbox did their XO18 event thing that they did this year. I talked about Spyro and birthdays of two consoles, which was the PS4 and the original Xbox. So that was some fun as well. And the Game Awards nominations that came out. What else was there? Recently did Assassin's Creed Odyssey spoiler-free review, so you can check that out if you want to. And I am planning on doing a spoiler review for Red Dead Redemption 2. There's a lot of story to talk about there. I have finished the story of the game, so I just need to sort of prep that and do that soon-ish. And yeah, that's roughly what we've got going at the moment on entertainmenttalk.org or on the podcast platform of your choice, including Spotify as well. Okay, back to The Flash for season 5. Yeah, I like the bit where Iris says let him go, and he's like, fair enough, I'll let him go. And then his idea of letting him go was, push his chair off the roof. And then Iris jumps off the building and saves him. Our idea of, get the key, undo the cuffs and get Barry to drop them down safely. What did you think of that little bit?
As a scene, it's great. The only problem that I had with it is that we didn't really see how exactly he saved her. I mean, we saw him super speed, but he wasn't, running down the building, so he couldn't have saved her that way. And if he was in free fall, he didn't have anything to push off of, so he couldn't have really saved her that way. I mean, I suppose in theory he could have just used his arms to tornado down, but we didn't actually see that. I think one of my favorite scenes of the whole show was when Cecile was telling all those stories about Barry it turns out to Nora, and then all those stories were about her mom because, clearly she has issues with, her mom dampening her powers.
Yeah.
And so that was a really good way for Nora to switch some of the father idol to wake up to the fact that, her mom's kind of a badass too, so.
Yeah, sure. That was great as well. I like the bit where, she says, if you can do this cot or crib, whatever you want to call it, up, you can kind of get on with your day kind of thing. And she does it like, the Flash way of doing it. But of course she didn't put any of the screws in, so it fell apart. I thought that was pretty fun as well. She's like, oh, there you go, I did it. And she's like, no, you didn't, and then it just kind of falls over. So, nice little comedy bits and pieces. What do you think of the Nora character so far?
I'm starting to get more and more into her. We didn't really get the most explanation to start, but she's definitely starting to warm on me because you have that whole, idol worship part of it. Mm. And that was obvious from the start, but now we're starting to get a lot more context to it. And so it's starting to make a lot more sense, because how do you live up to that level of an idol, as a parent, as a kid, when that's your parent, how do you live up to that? And then you've got all that to, go into. And now we're starting to see a little bit more of it. So,
yeah. The only other thing I kind of want more from the show is get the main villain back a little bit and see him do some stuff. But of course, you had the big scene in episode, I think, 2 or 3. I think it was the Death of Vio episode the Death of Vibe episode where he kind of takes Cisco's powers or and that sort of stuff. And of course, Cisco's mm-hmm. got the bleeding effect from that. And yeah, what do you kind of think of the main villain so far? I quite like him.
I do like the fact that he's a bit in the background because we had all of last season with the villain being, you know, 5 or 6 steps ahead of you, yeah. ahead of everybody planning. And now we're kind of getting the opposite of that. We don't really know what the villain is planning, if he's even planning anything. Mm. And he could just be this like chill accent a lot and then occasionally do something. So,
yeah. I like the team setup we've got as well. You kind of have, you know, if something happens, Barry's kind of the front runner. And then you've kind of got, I guess, Cisco and kind of everybody else. And Nora's sort of like the backup Flash, obviously, because she's, you know, not as trained as Barry yet. And then, you know, you've got Iris, she can bring the gun. And you've got Ralph, he can bring his powers and stuff. I like the team dynamic they've kind of got set up, and it was interesting to see, you know, Barry get captured, and then what was it, Cisco couldn't do his vibe stuff because of the pain, and then like they had you know, Iris go up there, and then Ralph steps through the door, he's like, I'm here to save the day. I thought that was pretty good. What do you think of the team dynamic so far?
Yeah, we're starting to see some good team ups. Yeah. We're starting to replace you know, those characters, and so we're getting a kind of the occasional team up of Dibny and Sherlock. We've got the long school team of Caitlin and Cisco, which is always fun for me. So
yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Not really. I'm definitely enjoying the season. I can't wait for more of it. We're starting to get some of the early promo trailers for the crossover.
Yeah, and they look.
Yeah, basically, have you seen either of the movies of Freaky Friday?
I remember seeing it, but it was a long time ago. I remember what it's
about. Yeah, basically you have two people that swap bodies, and so that's what we're looking at, but everybody else thinks it's their characters.
Mm.
So we don't know how much of reality has been overwritten. We just know that Barry's the Green Arrow, but he's in... I don't know that he's actually in Oliver's body or if he's just, you know, they rewrote reality to where he became the Green Arrow.
Hmm.
And then we've got Oliver being Barry Allen and being the Speedster. So that's definitely going to set up some interesting dynamics.
Yeah, I saw the one from Arrow with Oliver waking up with Iris. I didn't see the one from The Flash.
Yeah, that one just dropped a couple days ago. Basically, Barry and Diggle are fighting, and then it's one of those. Oh. It's one of those not fighting, but yeah. like training fighting. And then Barry has one of those Neo from the Matrix, I know Kung Fu moments, and he just knocks Diggle on his ass, and he's like, "I'm the Green Arrow," and he's like, "Yeah, you're the Green Arrow. Why would you not know that you're the Green Arrow?" So.
Yeah, they've got a lot that they're setting up for this crossover. They obviously got Batwoman, they got Superman, Lois Lane. They've got what's it? The Flash from the '90s. That guy coming back.
Yeah, and they've got him in the suit from the '90s. Yeah. And so all the fans are hopeful that's going to be one of the worlds that they haven't visited yet. Is going to be that show being canon, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, they got that set up. They got I think it's Nora Freeze, whatever her name is, Mr. Freeze's wife. Me and David talked about that a while ago on Geek Town. That looks kind of interesting. And then they got, of course, all this like body swapping Elseworld stuff. And we only have 3 episodes for it, so that's a lot of stuff to put in.
So. Yeah, that's going to be a really packed episode. Although, technically, are they not doing Legends in this year? I can't remember if they did.
No, it's just, I can't remember which way around it is, but it's Supergirl, Arrow, Flash.
Yeah.
I think those are swapped around, but, yeah, because Flash is on the Sunday, and then Arrow, and then Supergirl. I think it's just a case that, yeah, Flash and Supergirl were swapping slots, and Arrow staying in the middle. So, yeah. There's a lot of stuff to happen in such a small crossover. So plus I'm assuming we're gonna see Gotham, and we have all that stuff because of Batwoman. So Yeah. He'd be quite cool.
Yep, we have to get a bit of it.
Yeah.
And they did get a bit of a mention in the last episode of Arrow, the one that happened after we did the podcast, the demon. They did mention that the main character, the main villain-ish in the demon, just got ran out of Gotham. So we're starting to get more and more of that as a setup.
Someone in this episode, you know, the in this episode when the villain comes through the vent, that guy says something about, I think he says Bruce Wayne or Gotham, but I was like, huh, I wonder if that's like, if they're slowly going to start mentioning Gotham and set it up over the next couple of episodes of these shows.
Yeah, I missed that, but then again, I must have just not heard it. That's one of those things that I'll just have to rewatch the episode and turn on closed captioning, so.
Okay. Yeah, I think he said like something about giving money to Gotham or something. I was like, huh, I wonder if that's to do with setup of this, but yeah, we shall see. Cool, that's it for us, the So Far podcast, up to episode 5 for season 5 for The Flash. Yeah, very good season so far. Like I said, I like it more than all the previous seasons apart from season 1. Hey, who knows, maybe it could be better than season 1. We don't know yet. We still got several episodes left, so we will find out, I guess, in May when that happens. Yeah, you can find all the content that we got on entertainmenttalk.org and the podcast platform of your choice. If you would like to send in feedback or emails or contact us, matthew@entertainmenttalk.org is where you can send that. There's a Facebook group and the Facebook page. There's also an email form you can fill out on the podcast post. Just put in your email and your comment in there. That will get sent to me as well. Just before I continue wrapping up, is there anything else you do want to mention?
No, I mean, that's all I've really got, so...
Cool. Just thought I'd ask before we wrapped up. Yeah, if you'd like to support what we are doing here, patreon.com/entertainmenttalk. That's where you can go and redeem rewards for reviews of your choice. Amazon affiliate link, if you would like to start your Christmas shopping or take advantage of Black Friday or any of that good stuff, you can do that as well. If you use our Amazon affiliate link, we'll get a small cut of what you spend, but it won't cost you anything extra, so that's a great way to support us as well. iTunes, please rate, review, subscribe to the feeds that you intend to use. That helps us to get shown higher in the charts. That's very important as well. Word of mouth, please tell your friends, family, people that you know about the website or the iTunes feeds. They can come and discover the content for themselves. And lastly, video games. If you'd like to watch me and Robert or David play different video games, me and David have got Twitch streaming channels and Robert's got one on Mixer. And yeah, that's it for this week's, or this time on for The Flash. We will be back for the mid-season finale, which is episode 8. And then, of course, we will be back for episodes 9 for the crossover. So that should be some fun. So yeah. All right, we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.